You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Crash podcast.
Go for it.
So here we are.
Wait, are we doing ASMR?
We're going to do this podcast in ASMR to the best of our abilities. We're joined by Austin.
Hello.
Good day. How are you?
It's going to be hard for me not to get really loud because I always get really passionate when I'm talking about shit.
It's impossible.
Honestly, we just try. That's all we can do.
It's still early enough to where I kind of have morning voice a little bit.
Yeah. And if we don't succeed, we're fine.
But I was up till 4
doing
a séance.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you
so
really?
You are going to work well with this ASMR.
Wait, tell us more.
It was scary. I also held a snake, a big snake.
What?
Yeah. Cool. So, I went to my friend Elijah. You know Elijah Daniel?
I don't know.
We know of him. I think
okay.
TJ knows him.
Well,
okay. Aaron knows him.
I went over there, and they've got like 10 snakes at their place. And
like boas?
I don't know.
Or fucking rattlers.
They were big. I know there's a blood python.
Yes. That's true.
I know these are just house pets. I
know there's a blood python because mm-hmm. they said it was a blood python, and I'm not going to forget that because I'm like, I'm not ever going anywhere near a blood python.
Yeah, they were like, how do we name this animal the scariest thing we can name it?
Blood python.
Yeah, it's like murder rat.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. I would forever stay away from murder rat.
Yeah,
have you heard about the giant sewer rats in Japan?
No.
Okay, check this out. So they've been kind of like, I guess, to like control the population because it grows so much, they like poison all these rats in Japan so there's not like a bunch in like the cities and stuff like that. But they've been doing it for so long, they're kind of like growing to be like, it's going to be like less effective.
They're used to it.
Yeah,
they're used
and
to
so
the poison.
Now they're getting bigger and
no.
kind of evolving. There's it's yeah, it's
I can't.
Japanese.
I can't
like,
do that.
What's it called?
Japanese.
It's like
cities are really
super
clean
rats
too.
Or some shit. Hang on.
So they're just growing from the poison instead of dying.
Yeah. It's like how I am with avocados.
It's
like
exactly
I'm,
like
I'm allergic
just
to avocados.
Like
so I,
are you?
Yes, Morgan.
Sucks. So
exactly.
I eat them, so I can get my body used to them.
Yeah. Oh, it's on Vice. Yeah. The invincible
rats.
Super rats, genetically resistant to poison.
No.
Yo.
Yeah.
That makes
sounds
me
like
so
something
like
it would
upset.
Be on
you know,
Vice.
Yeah. If we were, if those rats were like 5 pounds heavier, we'd all be in chains.
Yeah. See, we're still smarter than them, but they're just like
grosser.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, that's the same way I feel about spiders. If they were just bigger, we would be fucked.
Dude, actually. Yesterday, another thing happened I have to tell you about with a spider.
Well, I'd really like to know about this seance.
Me too.
I will, but let me just tell you this real quick. Right. I tried hypnotherapy for the first time.
Yeah, I've done that.
Because I wanted to get hypnotized.
Yeah.
And a fucking spider crawled from the back of the chair onto my shoulder. And I was like, there's a spider. And he's like, you don't like spiders? I'm like, I really don't like spiders. And it went under the chair. He's like, all right, now relax. And I was like, there's a spider under the chair. And he's like, it won't come back. I was like, you don't know.
Yeah, you're just a hypno guy.
So he's like, now you need to relax.
He's not like a
I'll
spider.
For sure relax. There's a spider under the chair. But
I hate
seance.
Spiders.
How was the hypnotherapy?
Wait, was it a real spider or was it within the... Oh, I thought it was
spider.
When you were like hypnotized and
no,
they...
That was weird though.
Did it work?
Yeah.
I think it did.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing is, I didn't feel awake, but I didn't feel asleep.
It's super weird.
But did
weird.
You go for a specific reason?
We wound up sitting there for a while just talking about... You know, random stuff or like things I'd maybe like to change mm-hmm. or, you know, work on or work around or whatever. Because the way it works is like it goes to your subconscious.
Right.
And then it kind of works from there because if you can change that, then you're kind of like gold. But, yeah, so we talked for like a while to like pinpoint certain things. And then that's when they kind of like they tilt you back in this chair, they put some things under your legs mm-hmm. to get you in the most anti-gravity state they can. They put some heavy or like kind of thing on your eye.
Yeah, like autism weight blanket for your eyes.
Autism weight blanket, what is that?
Yeah, you know, like weighted blankets, they put them on like autistic kids because it makes mm-hmm. them feel comfortable.
I had no idea.
Yeah, like weighted blankets, but it's for your eyes.
Yeah, and what else? Oh yeah, and there are like some things you like put your hands on, then like I guess like a big blanket over you. They put headphones on you, and there's, like, this weird atmospheric stuff, and then they, like, just talk while you just kind of like zone out, and then they it like kind of brings you into like a meditative state. Wow. It was really weird.
Did he give you a tape to listen to, yeah. like a USB?
I haven't listened to it yet. He sent me a SoundCloud link.
Wow.
The thing is, I know. I was
you
like,
"You should remix
I was
it."
Like, oh shit! Oh my god, that'd be so weird.
Yeah, you should remix your hypnotherapy session.
Oh, that's a new Felony Steve tape. Yeah.
No, I did that, and I had the same thing. But I'm also super skeptic about that stuff.
Right.
And I did listen to it because I was having a really hard time sleeping. Mm. So I went there specifically.
I didn't know you tried that.
Yeah, I tried it. Thing. Yeah, I it was
He's
like
tried everything.
I've literally done everything. I went to hypnotherapy for... Hi, bud.
Hi, Timmy. Oh, I forgot he was here.
Yeah, he's so good.
Hi, Timmy.
Such a good boy.
He has a dog in my lap. He's so sweet.
Yeah, he smells like trash. But he's going to get a bath today after this. I'm going to dip and go buy him some oatmeal and lavender.
Nice.
Like, good for
so
his skin.
So lavish.
Well, he's got to have it because his skin's all fucked
it's
up.
It's his son. He gets everything.
Yeah.
It's all your money, right?
I bought him CBD. It's my he's an only child. I bought him CBD dog treats.
Does it work?
So cute.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't know they made that. That's so LA.
Oh, definitely.
I was, definitely have that. We want to give that to Cookie.
Yeah, I'll give you some.
I give it to Cat Guy all the time.
Really?
Because he's psycho.
Yeah, Cookie's insane. I want to do that.
That sounds Cookie's insane.
I mean, her name's Cookie.
Yeah, that's just like a funny thing to say.
I just mean like with that name, no wonder she's fucking crazy.
Right, so you did a hypnotherapy session and a seance?
In one day?
Yeah.
I want to know about the seance.
Okay.
Because I've never done that. Done hypnotherapy.
Right.
Have not done seance.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a session with a Ouija board that's like, oh my gosh, careful.
You've got something to say.
Hi. But with like someone who's like an experienced person.
Oh, you like has hired somebody?
No. It's like this guy, Nick, I think he lives there. They've got like this tight ass house. But so... all their stuff, like they've like bookshelves everywhere, it's all like occult things, and like they've got like a bunch of crystals and like collections of like haunted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude's like, super into it. Like they're telling me about like vampire clans out here and shit. Like it was a whole weird thing.
There are vampire clans out here?
Yeah.
What'd they say about them? Because also happy Halloween, guys. Our Halloween edition.
Right. I mean, they just said that because they were talking about ones in New Orleans, and then I was like, oh my god, that's so fucking scary. I don't want to be anywhere near that. And they're like, they're out here too. And I was like, oh.
Do they live in like the mountainy areas?
I don't know.
Or are they like city vampires, like Blade?
They're just like your next door neighbor vampire.
Ooh, no, they're not my next door neighbor.
Vampires.
Hollywood vamps.
Yeah. No, they're not. No, I think that I remember there's like a group of, well, they probably know about this too, but there's like a group of albinos that were like chased, or like a while ago, like there were like, what's the word? They're exiled.
I think you're talking about an MIA video.
Yeah, they were like exiled to this like it's in actually in Orange County, I think, and like in like the, if there is a white trash part of Orange County, it's in the white trash part of Orange County.
Okay,
where they exiled these like albino people to this mountain range, and it's very well known. We went there, and it's like, do not cross this point. It's like Appalachia. It's like Appalachia shit.
Okay.
It's like, but in Orange County, huh, with albinos, and they'll fucking shoot you.
What?
Yeah, wait, is this like vampire related, or just like
this
talk?
Is well,
like scary people.
You know, scary people, vampire. Okay. I feel like albinos are in the same category as vampires
because they're pale
ish.
Damn it!
They, you know, they don't like the sun,
right?
Like it's like a sun thing.
Wait, so they'll shoot you if you go there?
Yeah, they're like, it's really like The Hills Have Eyes ish, and it's like, okay, there are signs. There are like signs, like government signs that are like, look, man. If
the signs
can't
like,
help
man.
You, it's like, look, if man, if you cross, it's here, like if you cross this, like, you know, you're kind of on your own. It's like almost, you know, the government turned a blind eye to this.
That's so weird.
Isn't that strange?
Like, so is the albino thing like a coincidence? Like,
I think
is
it's
that,
turned
like,
into like a cult thing.
Word?
Oh, okay.
Wait, you?
Because they're not
saw
inherently
yourself,
evil.
Though?
Yeah. What? They're not evil. No.
Right. Right.
I mean, maybe.
No, I'm saying like albino people as like
no,
a, as a
definitely
group.
Not.
They're
I think
not
Timmy
like,
wants you.
I think he does.
You want me? All right. Come here, bud. Come here.
Can you go on the ground?
Yeah, you can go on the ground.
It's hot lava.
Yeah.
You can't touch the ground.
Like if he'd like run away or
no, he's good. He just likes, he just like really likes me.
Yeah,
which
that's
is,
good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Do your guys' voice go up in octaves whenever you see an animal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I wonder why that happens.
Yours go lower.
Yeah. I've only like, been like,
hello, Timmy.
Timmy.
Yeah.
I'm
always like, hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, baby.
He is, though.
He's so sweet.
Wait, I want to know more about the, I'm really genuinely interested in the seance.
See, I'm always apprehensive to talk about the things I do like that because anyone hearing us can be like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you talking
about?
That's
okay. But,
oh, I only do things like this.
Right.
Like, that's all I do.
Babs goes and gets poked all the time.
Yeah, I do. I do like acupuncture and like weird medication.
It does. It really does. Like, yeah. My back was fucking destroying me a while back. And, I got like 3 massages in like 2 weeks and I was like, it's not working. And finally one day it was just so bad. I was just like, I can't even fucking do this. And so I was like kind of desperate about it. Looked up like a 5-star. I use Yelp for like everything. That's how I found the hypnotherapist.
That's how I found mine.
5-star person.
Yeah.
It wasn't expensive.
Yeah, it was like 300.
Yeah, mine was fucking so expensive.
It's worth it if you like those things.
Really?
Yeah.
For how many sessions?
One.
But you're only supposed to go like once is the idea, right?
I mean, oh, wait, you can
they,
go
they sold
back.
Group thing, like, yeah. like package deals. It was like, I think for like 3 sessions, it would have been like 800.
That's not that bad.
Yeah,
you can like definitely go back because there's like they can only like
there's always more shit to work for.
Yeah, there's only like so much stuff you can do in one session. And my thing was like sleep, and I obviously have like a bunch of other stuff.
Did
so
it help?
Like, for the time being, I think it did. But then I stopped listening to it.
Mm.
I want to go back and see if I can learn how to use drugs responsibly.
Yeah.
You need volume, too.
I want to give you a book.
Okay.
It's about back pain. Because
really?
I used to have such bad back pain that I couldn't get out of bed for like 3 months at
Yikes.
A time. So I would go to acupuncture, which helped. Mm-hmm. And then
I hate needles, too.
Me, too.
Yeah.
But I don't mind acupuncture. It's also just like saved my life. But then my friend recommended this book to me that's just like all about back pain. And it's weird because you would think reading a book would never help
right.
with back pain, but like my back hasn't hurt since.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love that book.
Yeah, I remember when I first started working here, you had like insane back problems.
Mm-hmm, like I wouldn't come to work for like a week
like,
or something.
Or like when we were like out doing stuff, it would
Dude,
just
I'd
kick
be
in.
So depressed. Like right
yeah,
now,
it gets me super depressed for
sure. It's definitely like because I think it was like a few days ago, I noticed I was like, I definitely pulled something in my back, and I was like, motherfucker. And it hurt to, like, exist. And mm-hmm. I did 5 phone interviews that day, and I was just like, yeah.
How did you even do
sure.
that?
I don't know. I mean, I got a bunch of pain meds. I got the Icy Hot patch things.
Mm-hmm.
I got a heating pad that I could just, like, lay on.
Did they do x-rays? Is there something, like, fucked up with your back?
Oh, I don't think it's anything like that. I think I just pulled a muscle from, like, working out.
Right.
But... Yeah,
because
I mean,
like sometimes
this book will tell you otherwise.
No,
it's good.
What do you mean? Is it like a?
It just is like everything is in your head, essentially. So everything that comes out in your back stems from emotional stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So there's no such thing as someone like, oh, I picked up a box weird. Like that doesn't exist.
What?
Everything in your back is like connected to an emotion.
Okay. I mean, I'll read it for sure.
I mean, it's definitely worth reading.
Yeah.
But. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, I'm very open to it.
Tell me about the snakes.
The
yeah,
snakes.
Tell us
okay,
about the snakes.
Well, they were huge. One of them was only a year old, but it's going to grow to be like 12 feet.
How big is it now?
I think it was like 7 foot,
Still
6 foot.
Pretty
I know.
Fucking big snake.
No, any snake is too big.
That's true. Like, why do they exist?
They're so horrifying, but Yeah, I pet a few of them. I pet 3 snakes, but I held one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you a picture. Do you want to see
it? Yeah, I do want to see a picture.
Let's see.
We could put this up on our on Twitter when we post it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how Twitter works.
Absolutely.
I don't know either.
Coach, you know you're acting with them, but you are fucking terrified. Like, your face has not changed. yeah. It's like, rock and buy snake. How many
Yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah.
I would have been terrified.
And there's just like no way to know how they're gonna react, right?
It's not like a dog where it can like growl at you.
Yeah.
It's just kinda like if it was to do something scary, it's just gonna do it.
Yeah, I know. Like try to fucking strangle
it. It started
you.
Going up my neck and I was like it's like my life's over. This is it. I die here. This okay, fine, whatever.
Wait, and they have how many snakes?
Like 10.
There's like a snake room?
No, they're like all throughout different rooms. Like, there's like 2 snakes in each bedroom.
You find a house with like everybody who's like okay with that.
I don't know. Yeah, it's there's a lot of snakes there, and I don't like it.
So they called you, and they're like, do you want to do a seance?
Well, yeah, because I hit up Elijah, and I was like, yo, have you heard of this place called... It's a psychic place that is, like, really close to where I live, and or it's, like, a paranormal store.
What's it called?
I don't know if I want to say, because
is it on Echo Park?
No, is it on...
it's in North Hollywood.
Oh. I think I know which one you're talking about. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I asked if he'd been there, and he's like, oh, my God, I love that place, mm-hmm. and he gave me one other. He's like, tell you what, he's like, I'm going to Postmates some witch kits and stuff like that. And I was like, you can't do that, but he did it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, get a bunch of stuff. I was like, I don't know what it means, but I'll just, like, blindly get a bunch of shit and bring it over if you want. He's like, yeah. And so, later that night, it's like, all right, come on, like, come over. I was like, cool. So I drove over. I was like, all right, I got some cute spells. I got one for, like, I got some different ones. One of them was for success. One was for psychic sight.
Which is...
I don't know, but I didn't pick that one because we each did one. There were like six right. people there.
What'd you pick?
I chose the success one.
Hell
because
yeah, baby.
Who has time for love?
Nah.
Not us. Nope.
Not us.
And there's like just I think there were like four or five different options. There was success, love, money, psychic sight, and whatever, one other.
I don't know what psychic sight is.
Maybe it makes you more susceptible
to
things.
Yeah, it's like to be more
intuitive.
In tune with your third eye.
Mm.
You know?
Not like website.
Oh like my God, wow.
Website.
Wow. Wait, what?
That's what I thought of when you said psychic sight.
Oh, damn it.
Website.
Website.
Yeah, so started with that. And then...
So what did you do? You guys like burn stuff?
Yeah, it gives you instructions like... You get this little, like, cauldron thing, which they had.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic
now,
witch stuff.
Now, it comes with all the normal stuff. It comes with, like, a piece of charcoal that you, like, light on fire, and then it kind of, like, singes, and it starts to turn orange and get hot. Mm. You put it in there. Then there's, like, different, I don't even know what they are, just different shit put into something that's supposed to...
No, like, wing of bat, right? Or, like, eye of newt.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
They're a store, not a...
No wing of bat.
Not a cottage in the woods.
They sell a witch kit.
Yeah.
You would think.
But it's all like, you know, like a vegan...
Some places are more intense than others.
Yeah, like they're like, come in the
back.
But
it's like Bark Box, but for witches.
They were talking about this thing they did, though, where they needed worm blood, and they got that.
Hmm.
Yeah, see, if you're selling blood, like, why not sell Eye of Newt, you know?
Eye of Newt. You're so stuck on Eye of Newt.
I mean, it's like a classic witch spell.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. So, yeah, then you pour that stuff in there on the burning thing. You light this candle. Wait, wrong order. You light the candle, then you pour the stuff in. And it comes with a crystal, and you...
What color was the crystal?
This one was white and orange. Kind of yellowy.
Are they specific for the things?
Yeah.
Like, everything has to be, like, really specific.
Yeah, because
every
crystal color means something different.
Yeah, or, like, like, certain types of crystals. Like, in this store, there are maybe, like, 30 different kinds of, like, stones or rocks or crystals or whatever. And it gives you, like, explanations for, like, what each one means or does next to it.
Ex-girlfriend did that to me one time, except she just burned all my clothes.
Very different.
So she's a witch.
The worst?
Yeah, she's just a real witch. She was just doing witch stuff. It was probably to get me to love her. It wasn't because she was mad or anything.
Like, it was like a cute voodoo thing.
Yeah, it was probably just because she really liked me.
Yeah. See, that's kind of nice in a way.
Yeah, on the lawn.
My best friend's mom is a psychic and an astrologer.
Really?
So whenever she comes over, she, like, depending on what's going on in my life at that moment, she'll bring different colored crystals, and, like, I'll just, she, like, never tells me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just wake up and there's, like, a fucking pile of, like, purple crystals.
Right.
And she'll make me, like, bracelets with different colored crystals.
That's wild.
It's very crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about it.
A lot of times having more crystals around can... make you more susceptible to things because things are like drawn. Things are like drawn to, or it can like amplify certain like energies and stuff like that.
Who did love? Which one did love?
Who did love?
The snake.
Blair the snake. let's see.
How long did this whole thing take? And you guys had to? Did you have to do it at like 3 a.m?
Oh, we did those around. I think around 12:30.
There's no time. Is there like a time thing with
no?
Like,
there's
the moon?
No, like, there's not like a set time.
Sometimes
you have to do certain things around like certain, you know.
Like I mean, if you have all, yeah, if you have all of the stuff, like I feel like there would be, it would definitely. It's like
it's
wait
usually
to
with
this,
more
like,
long term things
with the moon.
Yeah. Where like
wait for it,
you kind of like start, like certain like rings or things like that. You can get certain. I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. For more long-term things.
It's like setting intentions.
Yeah. And you have to start certain rituals at specific times, and then for a certain period of time, whether it's like weeks or like a month or whatever, you have to like...
Do a certain thing.
Yeah, and stay in certain guidelines, stay certain, like, recite certain things. You know,
right,
you just write
things
it's like
down.
More long-term, and then... Your stuff will be
put
more,
it in
like,
a hat.
Active.
It's like OCD for witches,
kind of. Like,
yeah, but there's
a
like
OCD.
A regimen. Like you have to like stay on schedule with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does
mm-hmm.
it tell you that in like instructions?
Yeah, you usually get instructions from like whoever you get it from. I don't really fuck with all that because I'm kind of like
I don't have this attention span to be a witch. It sounds like.
Well, you can have it be really simple or you can have it be crazy, but like whenever there's a new moon, you can just simply set an intention and it can be anything. It can be like, okay, I want
is
to...
a new moon when it's black or when
white.
It's full
when
full.
It's no when isn't it when it's not full?
What's a crowning moon?
I don't know. I don't know like a whole lot about the moon, to be
shout
honest.
Shout out
but.
Crescent moon.
Seriously.
But it can be really simple, just like setting an intention.
Did you hear that China's gonna launch like a new moon above their country?
What?
To or above certain cities to reduce like power use for like lights
at night.
They're
gonna put a moon up?
Yeah, like it'll be
wow,
it'll be
awesome.
Like a brighter
this
moon.
Is a new moon.
When it's okay, when it's black,
when it's like hella dark,
yeah, when it's like an eclipse,
yeah,
okay,
that's what I thought.
What's a corn moon?
Oh, let's check it out. Okay,
that's how to spell it.
You're just making it up.
No, I'm not. There's 100% a corn moon.
What's a limp biscuit?
Yeah, the full corn moon.
Yeah,
what the
look?
Hell
I know
is
more,
this?
I know more things than I lead. Let
yeah, check
believe.
It. Look at that.
Yeah, look
it's
how
yellow.
Babs, look at that corn ass moon.
Oh, wow,
I think it's like moon. The biggest moon. And then there's like a harvest moon when that one's the brightest.
Right.
Because that's when you can harvest your crops at night. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Why is the harvest moon orange?
Spookier.
I don't know. It's really nice, though. It's a nice.
That's a spookier moon.
What color is the moon they're putting up? You said in China?
It's supposed to be like a just a much brighter version of the moon.
So they're launching.
Like, where are they? How is
it
going to
be
putting it up?
I don't know. They just.
Hey, bud.
Exactly.
Did Cade do something stupid?
Wait, where is.
Hey.
Where is it coming from? Oh.
He's over there. Buddy, what are you doing down there?
Hey.
It's okay. He's like, no, it's not. Hey.
Hey.
Aw. Tim.
Yeah, get that on the mic.
So.
But yeah, it's a new moon. It's supposed to go up by 2020.
Wow.
Like, that's the intention, but it's
I just want
to
know how it goes up, though.
Yeah I was
it's
reading
like
an
helium?
Article about this morning.
Oh,
I might have just,
I
like, dropped
seeing.
It.
What's he seeing?
He's seeing his reflection.
No!
Babs,
you
just
shut
it.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck is that? Look, there ain't nothing there, you dumb.
Oh, cutie. One thing I wanted to talk about. This is important. So
yeah,
we've been doing...
We don't go into this with anything to talk about,
that's
by
okay.
the way.
Oh, yeah. But we've been doing Emo Night for 4 years, mm-hmm. and my favorite moment in the history of Emo Night was you reading the Bible in a fucking cape and followed up immediately by a Shawn Mendes song.
Yeah, I think that's the first time we ever met. And all of a sudden, me and Bev was like, yeah, this guy's good.
Yeah, we were in the crowd, and I was like... What's happening?
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
But the best part is I talked to our like Texas team after, and they're like, yeah, he sent us his playlist and it had Bible time in it.
Yeah,
and
so
they
a set
were
list.
Like, they were like, we didn't know if that was a song or
no, it's
that was Bible time.
That's truly Bible time.
Yeah.
I was really dedicated because I had like a kid Bible from like vacation Bible school back in the day, but I was like, not gonna work. So I went to Barnes and Noble before I went to the venue, and I found the most Bible looking Bible,
like one that was like a had the
it's like a hard cover with like a big cross on it, like gold cross and
classic
stuff.
Classic Bible stuff.
Yeah, I went, I paid like $40 to get a big ass Bible and I was like, boom.
Do you need reimbursement?
No, no, no. I kept it. So it's on my bookshelf.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I got a bunch of books and then there's a big old Bible right there.
Yeah, no, that was the greatest because we were in the crowd and Babs, oh, it's Cade. He's growling. He likes Cade. Don't look at him in the eye, Cade. Stop looking.
Look away.
But we were in the crowd and everybody's like, what's happening? And me and Babs were like,
yeah, they were like looking to us for answers.
We're like, just let it happen. Let this happen. Yeah.
There are people booing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the best thing.
So it was so funny. And which I apologize this year because we really wanted to get.
Yeah.
Well, don't say it because we can still do it.
Okay.
I think let's not say it.
Okay. Okay. Let's not say it. I did get a snorkel though.
Okay. Well, yeah, we ran out of money. And so I was trying to, like, I was texting all of my goth friends, right. And I was like, do you have this certain thing? And they were like, yeah, but this, like really...
People hearing this are going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they were like, it's, like, my most prized possession. Like, are you going to get stuff on it? And I was like,
yes.
Well, here's what we want to put in it. And they were like, could you line it with something? And I was like, I mean, probably.
Yeah.
But it would kind of take away from it.
A little bit.
Yeah, no. And so
like a plastic bag.
And I was going to have somebody... I was on the horn with somebody, and I was like, how much would it cost to build this? And they were like, well, what are you going to do with it? And I was like, well, this is what I'm going to do with it. And, like, none of it... They were like, I don't understand. And I was like, there's nothing to understand. Like, this is just what's happening. And they're like, how are you... why are you talking about this like so like there's not like a wrong thing about it? And I was like, well, sooner or later we will do this.
Yeah.
I'm in. Next year
we should do it at the are you around in February?
I think we leave for something that we haven't talked about
yet.
Figure
it out.
Wait, it's gonna be like late February when I leave though.
It's the beginning.
Oh,
the first Tuesday.
Great. Oh, well then let's
in the parking lot. We just do it.
Yeah, this is great. Okay,
it'd be great.
Good. Well, everybody has to come to the first emo night again.
Yeah,
that we do.
You just announced it.
Whatever.
Oh,
who cares? TJ said. TJ says.
Everyone knows it's been the same.
I've never heard anyone go like, "Was that the last one? Are they ever gonna do that again?"
That's like all I hear.
Wait, really?
Well, because it's like so sporadic.
I hear that. I hear it all the time. And also because TJ like says it's the last one ever. Like every time we do it.
Yeah. That marketing idea is good.
Well, because, you know, we've tried different things like Emo Night Day, and then for 3 months we didn't have monthlies up to that. So people are like, oh, are they never doing a monthly?
Right, right.
There's
okay,
just
that makes
like
sense.
All these, like, I don't know, speculations.
Cool.
Well, great news, everybody. You heard it here first. Yeah. We're coming back February, the
first Tuesday
in February. And Austin's going to do something that we've wanted to do for some time now, and we just ran out of pasta money.
So I'm kind of interested to hear about how that Bible situation came together. Like, you just kind of thought of it day of, or like before?
No,
because you had to get the...
Yeah, because I don't remember how far in advance they needed the set, but... Weren't there also
sound effects?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. During the Bible time, I downloaded a thunderstorm that was happening in Florida. And this lady is filming it in her backyard. And so I wanted that going on. So like, I'd be like, oh, some of the timing was perfect. It was like, let there be light. And it was like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah, no,
like, so... Yeah, no, that was cool. I also got someone yelling at their dog in Spanish for a while.
Yeah, that was a good set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a good time. Played Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
Cheetah Sisters. Dude, the funniest fucking part about that movie, like, I hate it, but I still look it up often.
Sure.
Is when they're all, like, having a moment, and they're all like, you know what? Let's move past all the bullshit. We're Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Sisters. They're doing, like, a cute, like, not cute, but they're doing, like, a... nice, like, wholesome, we're coming back together kind of song thing. And all of a sudden, this fucking white asshole just rips into a guitar solo standing on top of a car. Like, they're all like, yeah.
Well, you know, there's not
harmonizing, and then it's just like,
you know,
like, people are like, whoa, cool. people like in real everybody be like, what are you, who the fuck, why would you ever do that?
There's nothing more selfish than a guitar solo.
That's true.
Yeah, or I mean besides a bass
any
solo.
Time solo
or when someone wants to be Little Spoon all the time, that's fucking selfish.
Yeah, that's a really selfish thing.
Yeah, Big Spoon's just like mouthful of hair.
Yeah, I know, and a numb arm.
Yeah.
And I don't like touching at all.
And
but
a weird
I can't
thumb.
Really. Like I don't like. I'm married, and I don't like facing each other, like breathing
yeah,
on each
I,
other.
Yeah, I face,
and, like,
I face
sleep
outward.
On, yeah, we
like
both
always.
Face outwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you the old friends the friends technique, the tuck and roll?
Hey.
Do you remember Friends?
No, I've literally never seen Friends. What's
oh
the tuck
my
and
God.
Roll?
Let
that
me
sounds
know.
Great.
I just start. I had never seen Friends either, uh-huh. and I watched it for the first
it's
time.
So good.
It's so good.
For the first time this year,
I watched it too for the first time this year. It's
really?
I'm like, I regret I missed
I've
all
seen
of it.
See, the thing is, I've always just kind of seen it as like a waiting room show.
No,
and
no,
people
it's like
to me
it's
for that.
So good.
No, Friends is great, but the tuck and roll is you wait till they fall asleep, mm-hmm. and then you or you the pull up, pull and roll. Pull and roll.
Uh-huh.
And my ex-girlfriend woke up when I was doing that, and she's like, did you just pull and roll? She's like, did you just do the thing that we just watched on Friends? And I was like, no. And which is the same thing that happened on Friends. And guys, life imitates art.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is the way that goes. And then Joey messes it up and like tosses like, a girl off.
Of course.
Or Chandler does, I think.
Classic Chandler.
Classic Chandler with Janice.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
What a bitch. I mean,
seriously.
Is she good? She's great.
No,
not
worst.
Good.
Oh, she's terrible. I hate
but
her.
But yeah. I love her because she's insane.
Yeah,
she's
insane. Janice is a great character.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought she was a more famous person just than she was. She's like one of those people that like once they play a role, mm-hmm. they'll never escape that role.
Oh.
So like if she books something else, they're like, oh, you were Janice from Friends. Mm-hmm. Who else is like that?
There's a lot of actors that always play
like
Mini
Me. Like he would have always been Mini Me. You know,
rest in peace.
But
also,
he, yeah,
Vern Troyer.
But you know, like he couldn't have played anything else besides being like Mini Me,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that way about. I mean, you guys won't get this, but from Gilmore Girls, Rory.
Oh yeah, totally.
And now she's in The Handmaid's Tale, and I just can't. I can't take it seriously.
What is The Handmaid's Tale?
What
oh, shit?
I'm sorry.
You're talking about seances and like snakes and crazy stuff. You would love it.
You would love Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very depressing.
I just watched that Hill House thing.
Did you like it?
I did.
What's that?
It's on Netflix, but it's like a scary show. It's pretty tight.
That's what. That's
sign me out.
A lot
that's
of people.
Really good.
That's what a lot of people told me. I started watching the first episode, mm-hmm. and it's a bunch of stories that are intertwined, right? Like
yeah.
family.
Well, it's like
stuff.
This family. Yeah, it's a bunch of shit, but it's really good.
Yeah, I got to the part where they're like, "This guy's in rehab," and I was like, "Sign me up." I was like,
right.
"You have wrapped me in." They're like, "He gets out of rehab."
Yeah, you should
I
definitely
was like,
"Watch it."
Yeah, I was actually going to start. I was going to start it over tonight.
Yeah. Cool.
And the yeah,
how like what kind of scary is
like
it?
Like ghost scary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't really fuck with like Texas Chainsaw shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like gory stuff.
Gory's
where it's
not,
just like
gory's
killing.
Not scary.
Yeah, it's just kind of gross. I'm just
yeah, but that to me isn't.
See, I like paranormal, time. And I like the creepiest shit to me is like possession shit. That's the scariest.
That's you. That's where you're at. Like where you? Okay. Did you see the what was the one where they possessed? This was like a cooler one, and it was recent, and it was actually very scary. It was called like the I think it was called The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
I think
that's the one
that, yeah.
with the fucking old lady.
Wait,
those movies like don't scare me. It's crazy.
Yeah,
like, they're
of
not.
Them,
no,
some
they're
of them
so scary.
Dude, you don't believe in that stuff.
I'm
well,
convinced.
Yeah,
that
I believe
could
in it, but it's
to
also
me.
Just like scary movies to me are like when everyone gets Ebola and like there's an outbreak of like a disease or something like that. That's like more scary.
So
to
you're
watch.
Afraid of like.
Real
medical
life shit.
Things.
Yeah, like medical okay. stuff or like the
you
end
mean
of the real world.
Life things.
Well, I know, but like an old witch in like the woods or something like doesn't
Yo,
scare
did you
me.
See
I
the
think
witch?
It's just
which
tight.
Is fantastic.
Dude, it's so I saw
oh,
it
I
Sundance.
That made me
it was
feel
fucking
so,
so
weird.
Good.
I didn't understand anything they were saying.
Dude,
it was great.
But in the beginning though, like I legit sat there for like
because it's like old English.
Yeah. It was like almost 10 minutes of me just like from
yeah.
that one part, you know, with the
Black Phillip baby.
Like, do you?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
Yeah,
I don't want to spoil.
Have you not
it.
Seen
yeah,
it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay,
yeah,
I think I'm gonna rewatch it.
Is
I
it?
Rewatch
what do I watch it on?
It just made
it's
me feel
on
so
Netflix
weird.
Now.
It is
okay,
on Netflix
okay.
now. I saw it. I was like, never again.
It was an.
No,
dude.
Would you say shouldn't
so
watch it?
I think it was an.
Oh, I mean, you can. It's just it. It kind of fucked me up a little bit.
Babs, it's great. We can watch it on tour.
Oh, yeah, we'll all be together.
Gotta download a bunch of stuff, huh?
Bring more than one pair of shoes.
Oh, wait, so give us...
Is that true?
Can you give us bus tips?
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, like, by the way, for Austin's, the preparation. Austin's in a band.
don't worry about that, though.
Not important right now.
But, yeah, no, bring all your socks and underwear, even if you don't think you'll need to bring all of those.
Okay.
Bring more than one pair of shoes, because if one gets messed up or wet or something, you're just going to be fucked.
Okay. And also, it'll be winter, so we bring, like, a coat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring boots. Like, don't even worry about tennis shoes. Like, if you're stepping in, like, cold shit,
like rain, if you step rain in a boots.
Cold puddle...
What if it, like, ruins everything?
Yeah, your life,
your
is
whole
over.
Life is
socks
over.
Are just so...
Like, cancel the tour.
easy. That's easy.
Great.
I'd love to.
No, but, yeah,
don't,
you just...
Shit on
do you
the
bring,
bus.
Like, your own
yeah, you
pillow
can't shit on a bus.
And stuff?
I always bring an extra pillow because the bus ones are really small. I bring my own blanket, too.
You do?
Yeah.
So you put that in a suitcase to get there?
No. Like, usually...
Because we have to fly somewhere to get on the bus.
Oh, I see.
So that's why I've been really sad that I can't bring my blanket.
You know what? Okay, how about this? Bring your pillow, because you really will need that. And then when you land, go somewhere like...
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, just get a blanket.
Get a blanket, okay. Because are the bus blankets terrible?
They're fine, but I just feel weird, like...
Yeah, because other people...
Yeah. Like, okay, when we got in our last one, there were some guitar picks that were just, like, stuck in, like, the light fixture.
Classic.
And then they had, like, pictures of, like, goth people on them, and I was like, someone weird slept
was in here. Yeah.
Did you sage it?
Actually, no, I meant to, but I didn't.
Fuck, I'm going to bring sage for sure.
Your bus driver's going
to
hate you.
I don't care. I have to sage that bus before we get on.
See if you can open the windows or, like, top or whatever before you do that. But, yeah, you cannot shit on a bus unless you have, like, the nicest bus.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't have the nicest bus.
Like, say, no, we're about to leave for a tour. And our bus, you cannot shit on it. I've never shit on a bus. I don't know how, but they found me.
Yeah, but are they okay now with their stuff stolen?
I don't know.
Did you go see them the other night?
I was supposed to, and that's, like, the day I fucked up my back, and I had to go do a podcast right after. I was going to stop by there for, like, 10 minutes and then be like, all right, I got to
bounce. What did you guys talk about on that podcast?
Huh?
What did you guys talk about?
On that we talked about a lot. We talked about...
Was it with Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we talked about internet shit.
He used his radio voice.
I don't remember.
He did. He goes... Yeah, he used his radio voice. Every time
What's radio voice?
He goes, what's up, guys? It's Mike Fishkin.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Mike. No. Oh, yeah. It was, his name was Josh. Sorry.
That's okay.
Different one. Sadwater Podcast.
Oh, I did not know that.
Josh LaCash?
Yeah.
I know Josh. I've known Josh for ages.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known Josh for...
What's his brother's name?
Like, Josh also. Like, it's like also Josh. Yeah, they came in when we were at our other office. They came in to meet with us, but he plays hockey with my best friend.
Yeah. He told me about that briefly because that's one thing I talked about was boxing, because I was looking for a gym out here because I would do it in Houston. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how
don't
I didn't
you lose
wanna...
a lot of weight boxing?
Do what?
Like, can't you lose a lot of weight?
Dude,
boxing?
It's such a hard workout. Like, if you have someone who's like yelling at you the whole time.
I want to get into kickboxing. I heard like it's like really good for everything.
See, I didn't want to do kickboxing. I wanted to go to like a shitty gym where they might like beat me up.
Oh, that's
you know
sick.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
Like 24-hour fitness?
No. There was
like too nice.
Yeah, it's too nice. There was
all I know how to do inside of 24-hour fitness is smoke outside.
There's a well-known dude, whatever, but he has a gym in Houston where it's like it's literally just like dudes go in there and they're like, fuck you. But but then they also have like workout classes like at like in the evenings, so I'd go to those like 3 times a week, and it was just the hardest workout I've ever done in my whole life. And because they'd be like, all right, they'd give you a combination, so you'd be like 1, 1, 2, 3, 3 mm-hmm. step, duck, whatever, like that whole thing. And but then you'd like stop, do it again. If you and in between rounds they're like, and 50 push-ups go. And so, Jesus. Right when you're done, your arms are like, fuck, and you have to get down. And if you don't do it, they, like, increase it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's fucking
yeah, I don't
rough.
Ever want to
like
do
a lot.
That.
Yeah, and so after an hour, you're just like, I'm going to die here.
This is the last day.
You know who's from Houston? Tila Tequila.
Really?
She is.
Nice.
A bunch of people are from Houston.
Wait, do you live in Houston, or do you live
in
LA?
No, I moved here, a little over a month ago.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, I mean...
It's weird, huh?
It's strange, but...
Do you drive?
Yeah. I'm actually... I test drove cars for the first time like a few days ago, because I drove my high school car out here with all my shit in it. Because I was like, you know what? The only way I would really need like a U-Haul is if I was bringing like my bed or like my piano or whatever. And I left those things. I was like, it'd be cheaper to just buy new ones.
Sure.
So I drove out with my car, and I was like, also I'll have a car. So yeah, it's like just,
what'd
you know,
test
older
drive.
Just other Honda, like I drive a Honda CRV from like a long time ago,
1999.
That's nice. Yeah, I know. And it's
Honda's
still
hold up though.
They really
like,
do.
They can last forever.
Yeah, Hondas are
easy to maintain.
Thing is, right now, like my power steering thing has like a leak that would cost more than the car is worth to fix. So I'm just like, damn it, it's time to get a new one, I guess. So I test drove a.
What are you gonna do with this, the car that you have?
I don't know. Like I feel bad. Like it's like
it's had so many.
It's
memories
been with
in
you.
There.
Yeah, like
you can sell it. You can sell it to put a down payment on a new car.
No, I know, but I mean, like I'm kind of a hoarder as far as like sentimental shit
send
goes.
Send it to sea.
Whoa.
Yeah, put trash in the ocean.
Send it to
fuck
sea.
The ocean.
It needs more.
This is my car. Yeah, <it's> like, like I've got pictures and stuff and like videos of me recording old demos in the car.
Yeah, this
like,
is
right, like bring my setup in there and everything.
Yeah.
I like don't. It's so weird. Like I don't have this problem with like sentimental stuff. Like I want to get.
I do in a big way.
I want to get rid of everything always and have new like, shit. My brother's like that though. Like he can't get rid of like the bed he slept
goth
on.
Goth brother
was a kid.
Or regular brother?
Regular brother.
Tell me about goth brother,
dude. Goth brother's into some seance shit. Like he does like weird ritual stuff with a lot of his friends, and he's really into like the suspension group, like people that suspend. And like blood
with
letters,
like
blood lettings and stuff like that.
Yeah, with the hooks.
But like super involved, like with them.
I hate blood.
Same. So I've like gone to a few of the events and like his friends will like do like ritual stuff, which is like really cool and like interesting to watch. But it's also like
I can't. Look.
They're like peeing on artwork and like bleeding
what?
On artwork and like
why?
Okay.
It's like performance art.
Yeah,
no,
it's fucking
but have
tight.
You seen like period blood art?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's like
is
this,
it like that?
It's like all that.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird. Okay.
Interesting.
He's tight.
Yeah.
Babs, you don't make art.
You don't
with.
I have not, no.
Mm, my boogers and
yeah.
Bleed.
Yeah. That's good. So does every, like, 5-year old.
Yeah.
Which is.
So if I meet one, I have something to talk about.
Yeah, I know. It's also their favorite food.
Blood or boogers?
Both. Hey, so what do you have coming up in your band? We
you
should
guys
probably
have a
do
tour
that.
Coming
we should
up, right?
Do that. Let's do the regular thing.
Let's just do the thing.
You have to. You have to,
you have to do a little bit.
Let's plug things. There's a tour coming up. Go to it, please.
What's it for? What band?
I'm in a band called Water Parks. It's going to be cool. It's the longest set we've ever done.
Is there anyone else on it besides I Don't Know How?
Yeah, it's I Don't Know How, but they found me. Super Whatever.
All right.
We
that's
love
like,
them.
Fucking so
yeah,
good.
That's a
yeah.
really good tour.
It has really
yeah,
good.
And then Nick Gray and Dwayne. They're both rapper dudes that are on our management at BDN.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne Jackson. He's so good. I saw him, like, he wasn't on it originally, but I saw him play, and I was like, fuck. I want him on the tour so bad. And, like, I just love him. He's such a good dude.
Yeah.
Like, and he's so funny because, like, every time he's talking about, like, he talks to himself a lot. Like, I played Candyland with him, like, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he draw a bad card, he's like, come on, Dwayne, get it together. Like, it's like, he like, always talks to himself. It's so, I love it so much. I'm just like, fuck, you're the best. Yeah.
Dude, should we bring Rat Trap, Mouse Trap? On the tour bus. The
rat
heart,
trap
the
is way less cute.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
The rat trap.
The hardest game to set up on a moving vehicle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys should play
games.
Play, poker's really fun to play.
Wait,
on
that's
the bus.
Another.
I don't like
that's
that.
Another
I don't know how to play
question.
Poker. I just pretend. I have a poker set because my mom got it for me.
I mean, you can play any card game as long as there's money.
Wait,
involved.
So that's another good question for, like, what do you do on the bus all
watch
day?
Movies. They have, like, thousands of movies programmed into the TV.
Oh, there's a TV on there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the back.
Yeah, and then...
okay. I'm going to Mystery Science Theater the shit out of the...
But you're going to be playing the part?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking the whole time.
Now, see, every time...
Dude, Kate keeps looking at me in the eyes, and...
He's worried about you because we haven't come out in like 10 minutes and yelled at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes me feel so weird every time.
Can
you
just like be in your bunk and like read and stuff?
Yeah, you can. There's, like, there's
no
a light
one...
in there.
Okay.
There's an air vent. There's like a plug for your phone.
Okay.
Sometimes there are
close,
windows.
Can you close the curtain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you have to make sure that people don't like fuck with you.
How do you do that?
There's like,
I mean, like
bus pranking.
There is that. But I mean, also like as far as... Like, I just, like people know that if I'm, like, in my bunk, I just want to be left alone. Yeah. I'm like, this is my, like, time. Just let me chill, like, just, like, rest or whatever. But I've also been, like, on the other end where I'm just being a brat and, like,
yeah.
like annoying on purpose.
I can do that. I'm going to probably do that a little bit.
Yeah, like, over...
Put tax in Babs's bunk.
Please don't do it.
I'm going to put tax in
cockroaches.
Anybody.
Evil! I would never tour with you.
I'm not going to cockroach anybody.
Like, I,
antiquer.
I kicked Otto out of his bunk. I was like, this is my bunk now. I was just so bored. Like,
and do you like your band members?
Yeah, they're fine.
All right.
they're fine.
They'll do.
But I was like, this is my bunk now. He's like, Jesus Christ. And like, we both hate pickles a lot. Mm-hmm. And someone got pickle flavored chips, and I like tossed them. Not open, but I was like, these are yours now. Mm-hmm. And I put them in his bunk. Yeah. And he's like, get it. Like, so I think that's how it started. I kept throwing them in there. And then I was just like, this is my bunk. So I got in it. And
prison ruled him.
Yeah, and I kicked him out. We spent literally like an hour and a half like wrestling in the, like, the very thin hallway
yeah.
for like whose bunk it was.
Man, well, we're going with 303, and I don't know if you ever met any of those
yeah,
guys.
Dude, they're so nice.
So nice.
Matt is the tallest man that's ever been born.
Yeah.
How's
yeah.
he going to sleep in his
he
bunk?
He has the back.
Ooh, honestly, how's he going to walk down the hallway? Like, literally, yeah. I had, like, I don't know if neck pain is real or not.
Yeah.
But
okay. No, I mean, it's all real.
Oh, I mean, yeah, yeah. like,
that's basically telling you muscles like don't exist.
No, 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 but I mean, like, in Europe, it's a double-decker mm-hmm. every time, like, where there's, like, it's a two story bus. That
sure.
sounds weird to say.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it makes the ceilings shorter. Like so for me, I'm literally walking like this, especially like in the
I'll
upper
have no
part.
No problem.
But I'm saying, like, what about Nate?
Oh, dude,
what is he gonna do?
He's gonna have to sleep in the back.
He has to. That's the first thing he said. He's like, guys, do you want to go on tour with us? Also, I have to sleep in the back.
Yeah, he's like, he, there's
yeah,
no way
sense.
He fits in the bunk.
That's
what
not,
is
that's
the back? There's like always
like
one room in the back, like a bigger
where there's
bed,
like a TV, and like tons of stuff to do.
And there's like a bed where his like legs can kind of dangle off.
It's the smash room.
Some people put like big ass, like full on bedrooms in these buses.
Really?
Kevin Lyman has a bedroom in his bus.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's also on tour like for like 8 months.
He deserves
out of the year.
It, basically.
Yeah. Right. Why don't you get a bedroom?
Right.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
bullshit.
I want a fucking bedroom.
Honestly, bunks are kind of nice though. And after tour, you're not gonna be able to sleep for the first night. Because
you're not used to like being in a
movement.
Like a,
yeah, you get used to vibrating
yeah.
and like noise.
And like the sound.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of like, okay. And it's like dark. And you're just like, fuck it, here we go. But when you get home, it's silent and still. And you're just like, what the fuck?
The thing I hated most about bus touring was mm-hmm. like, I never had a sense of time.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, you gotta, I think that's another good tip is like,
set alarms.
You try to, yeah, like you gotta like try to go to bed because it's so easy to stay up all night. And like, also, but like the band mm. I was
you'll
in,
get sick
like,
if you don't sleep.
Fucked around.
No,
so.
I think I'll. I love sleeping.
It depends
so.
On who you're touring with.
I think
like,
we'll
there
be
are
okay.
people
I
like,
think
stay
we'll
up
be
for,
fine.
Like, six
yeah,
in the
it's
morning.
Not like we've
yeah.
never like you know done things you know outside.
But
of...
it's but like you're just in transit constantly.
Right.
And that's kind of why it's like it fucks with the brain because you don't have like a. At least when you're like in a van, like on a van tour, like you get a hotel and like you
I
go to bed.
I fucking hate the van hotel thing. I'll never do
yeah.
it. I'd rather just not tour if we.
Why
had to go
did
back
you
to
hate
that.
It?
Because okay, on paper it looks like you can do it fine and everything, but by the time you really leave the venue, like when everything's packed up, when merch is
you
settled
get like 4 hours
out, it takes
of sleep.
Forever. Yeah, and then
yeah.
you get sick. So you get to the hotel at like 2 a.m. because you leave the venue, and you usually try and drive some of it when you're in a van,
mm-hmm.
and then. Like, you're, like, maybe halfway, stop, sleep, and then, like, in the morning, drive the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's just, like, constant movement and, like, not a full night's sleep.
Yeah, so you get there at 2 in the morning,
yeah.
you check in. By the time you get all your shit in, because you don't want to get robbed, it's, like, 2:30, maybe even 3 if you decide you want to shower, mm-hmm. which I do.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hang out and, like, call people or, like, check
see,
in.
See, I didn't even do that back then.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck this. Unless we're in Europe. Oh god, fuck god. Oh,
well, that's the other thing
that.
Is like touring international too is like then your time never syncs up with the people that
yeah.
are at home.
Well,
it's
I used
fuck.
To keep it like that and it would make me sick every time. Like when I used to try and you know I would try and maintain like a Texas sleep schedule.
Sure.
So that way I could like still talk to you know.
Sounds
people.
Very strange.
Yeah.
To do
so
that.
I'd be up until like 6 a.m. and I'd
yeah.
sleep till like 1
yeah.
p.m. and I would just be sick every time.
Yeah, I have a really hard time sleeping anyway, so that's my biggest fear about. Yeah.
I feel like your guys' drives aren't that long though. Like
some
you guys,
of them are,
but like most,
the long drives are great.
It's pretty like,
yeah,
like you'll You'll be able to probably stay on schedule pretty easily because you also start on this coast. Like you're starting in Denver,
that's good.
So like yeah. you're not.
Our start's in Florida.
Oh, really?
Like 3 hours
yeah,
ahead.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when does that start?
November 1st.
Yeah. Oh, so really close to ours. Ours yeah. starts October 31st.
Yeah.
On
actually,
Halloween.
Yeah, on Halloween, we are driving to Florida.
What are you going
to
be on Halloween?
Danny Phantom.
What are we going to be on Halloween?
Oh, Harry Potter.
Oh. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Everybody?
We ordered the stuff.
What's Aaron going to be?
Heck, what is it?
Well, they have to figure. I mean, we have to tell them if they want to be a part of it. But you, me, and TJ are.
What am I?
You're Ron.
I'm Ron?
I mean, no, you can be whatever you want.
What's the. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. From,
Oh, yes.
What show?
Danny Phantom, like, had a show.
Oh.
Was it, like, a an
offshoot? I thought he was, like, he was on another show before that, I think.
True. Why am I fucking blanking right now?
I don't know how I know that, because I don't watch cartoons.
I'm literally blanking
like a,
right now.
Like, it's a sophisticated.
The...
Dobby? The house elf.
Why?
No, because he dies. I
you
got can, so sad.
You should
when
be
Dobby
like
died.
Luna. You know what I mean? Like
who's the goth teacher?
Snape.
You should be
but
Snape.
You know who should be yeah. Snape is Nat.
Yeah.
Nat or, is Snape.
Yeah, Danny Phantom just was a show.
Yeah, Danny Phantom yeah. was the show. You look right, like that
I'm
guy.
I'm sorry, guys.
Huh?
You look like that
That's
guy.
That's what people. Okay, I would get that and Jack Frost, except dressing up like him is just like a blue shirt. So I want a costume.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
that
right.
tripped me up. I was like, wait, another show with him? What the fuck is that?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm fucked up.
So I'm going to get candy, and like if anybody else on the bus like will wear a costume, I'll give it to them if they like trick or treat.
Sure.
But if not, I'm not
Can
sharing
you just
shit.
Eat it all?
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
Red and yellow Twizzlers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the yellow flavor Twizzler?
You have to eat them together.
I mean, the
it's
red
a specific
isn't a
kind.
Flavor
like,
either.
Normal Twizzlers fucking suck. The rainbow ones, terrible. Like, the watermelon ones are like, eh. Like, I don't fuck with it at all, but the red and yellow, it's like sweet and sour, and you eat them at the same time.
Okay.
And it's the fucking tightest.
Yeah, are we going to get candy and, like, throw it out and
oh,
shit?
Oh, hell yeah, we are.
Sure.
Great.
We've got to like go all out okay. first night of tour yeah. and it's like we dress up and we
and you're never going to have that much energy for the rest of the
yeah,
tour
yeah like we have to like give it our all.
Oh, I got to tell y'all yeah. also download Yelp. It honestly like because you can ask Twitter and be like what should we eat or you can like just like the thing is
and get a bunch of joke answers
yeah
that,
like sift through
and you're gonna you might just wind up not thinking about it and then getting really hungry
yeah.
and just settling for whatever's next to the venue and usually it's not great
mm-hmm.
but with Yelp I always set aside just a little bit of time even if it's like kind of inconvenient or whatever. I'll just like literally leave because I'm like you know what there have been so many tours where I just like literally don't eat because there's not time
sure
right.
so I'm like you know what I'm just gonna fucking go.
You guys will probably have time like when you because you the bus will probably arrive before doors are loaded
see,
anyway so you
yeah.
can go like walk around and like find a grocery store.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do grocery
like
shopping.
Like, if you
too.
Like hit a Whole Foods in every city, you can probably find. It's easy to
That's
find.
That's hard.
Well, I mean,
but
not in
I
a lot
it,
of
though?
These cities.
Really?
Check
yeah.
this out.
I feel like every time we stop, we would go to a Whole Foods.
So people know that I like Whole Foods, and they give me gift cards.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've got so many.
That's great.
Like, hang on. Let me see how many I have for this tour.
I mean, that's the...
What do you have?
The one
Whole
perk
Foods
of,
gift cards?
Oh, nice.
The one perk of being in a band is you can be like, I like that. Wow, you do have a lot of Whole
yeah,
Foods
wow.
gift cards.
Yeah, wow. Can people give
Foods,
us stuff?
That's Starbucks.
Tweet it.
That's
Should we be
money.
Like, can people give us Whole Foods gift cards?
Yeah. Let's see. One,
I
two,
need Starbucks
three,
gift card.
Three, four, five, six.
Jesus
people
Christ.
Just gave you these?
Eight, nine, ten,
Do you give
11.
Them, like, free merch?
I mean, I guess I could, but usually they just show up and they're like, I got you this. And it's like after the show outside.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh, that's
shit,
great.
Thank you. Like,
we did that once.
Did you?
With sweatpants.
Yeah, I didn't have, me and Babs had to sleep in the same bed and I forgot to bring my sweatpants. So
we put in the event and we said, someone,
oh, like on the rider? Or like,
no, like in the Facebook event. We said,
oh.
someone bring Morgan sweatpants and then we'll give you a ticket.
See, I feel bad like selling our merch, like giving our stuff away if like it's just me benefiting from something.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean,
yeah.
but we literally did. It was one of those times where we landed at like
oh,
six.
No, I'm not saying that like about you guys. I just mean like,
yeah,
I, that's
for
why
sure.
I can't.
But like, we had like never done it before, but mm-hmm. we landed at 6 and we had to be at the venue at like 7. So
yeah.
we, there was just no time.
Right.
And so we're like, here's a list of three things we need.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Actually, I've told people before, like, I'll guest list you if you bring us this, but it's always shit. Like, I got a couple Blu-ray copies of Paul Blart 2.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got those. I don't even have a Blu-ray player. I just like wanted it.
Does anybody?
No.
Yeah, actually, right?
My friend Travis does, the one I do my podcast with.
Sure.
He collects Blu-rays. And really? He's got like hundreds of them. It's insane.
Then he has a Blu-ray player.
Yeah, it's a Blu-ray player.
Yeah, no, he
That's
does.
That's the Italian Blu-ray.
It's a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness,
what just happened here?
I was like,
he just like shut down.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, we got a dip. It's been an hour.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been over an
what
hour.
What have we talked about?
Because we stopped
it. Seance and stuff.
Oh, yeah, true.
The moon.
Seance and the moon.
We had a good convo. That's all that matters.
No, this was great.
We just talked.
What, do the thing that we have to do for being in a band.
Well,
what?
You kind of did. You said you're
going
on tour.
Where can they find
tour?
Your tour dates?
Tour dates. Waterparksband.com. Let's see. We're going to Australia the next day after the tour is over. If you live in Australia and you happen to hear this,
there is a lady that
hello mates
Australian
Kelsey
Australian Kelsey she's Kelsey been following us
what
from
up
the
Kelsey
beginning.
She'll be
come
there
to the shows
yeah go see Austin
yeah,
and
please.
I don't know how but they found me. I saw them the other night. They're fucking so good.
Mm-hmm.
Every
wait, you got to go to that thing?
I did.
Fuck. I was literally planning on stopping by and then I had to go to Walgreens and I was just like I need everything.
It was
right
the
now.
Most perfect show I've ever seen. It was 30 minutes and it ended at 7:30.
That's so nice.
It was the best.
Does your back still hurt today?
A little bit, yeah.
I have something for you.
Okay.
Babs got you something.
It's a book telling you that muscles aren't real.
It's not that.
Muscles are a figure of your imagination.
Yeah.
All right, and then we're going on tour 303. Look up the tour dates. I don't know. It starts the 31st.
31st.
All right.
And
then Austin's going on tour. He starts November 1st.
And then we all reunite on the first Tuesday of February.
All right, let's all do an ASMR before we leave.
Okay.
So
everyone
take
do one
turn.
Thing. Okay.
So
I'll go first.
Oh, I hate that. Sorry.
You have to do an ASMR thing.
Mine is
ooh.
I don't think they can hear that.
My allergies are acting up.
You can hear your eye.
Yeah, like if I poke it, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not doing it right now because I'm not sneezing or anything.
Mine is.
All right, Morgan, you go.
Mine is this.
Oh, I hate it.
I like that you have to narrate your ASMR.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. 2 Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!